Thank you for joining me on PRQ Timelines. Q Timelines, whatever you prefer. We created this hour to just talk about how did we go around timelines? What are timelines? Because we get tricked a lot here regarding the reactionary decision making through the brain. And so you're welcome to call in if you have some examples, but for me, your politics are really perfect how we can manipulate timelines that we actually are creating. All right, got it, BBS. We need to restart the call. I'll stand by and wait for you to return. Thank you so much. All right, live again. So this is not a gimmick, everyone. We're having interference, and it's because we're starting to see that even this technology is rigged. This is all alien technology, I'm sorry to say, and it's not what I'm promoting per se. It's just I want you, my goal is. You can start seeing timelines that are constructed reactively if we don't take care. And when they're proactive, when you're just super excited to do something, like I'm about ready to get really excited, that the outcomes are completely more, they're very efficient. And so don't get too hung up on, you don't feel like going to court, but some people love going to court. Because they like playing tennis. Now, here's my excitement. Aloha on line two is calling, and that is exciting. If you can get an Aloha, you want one. They're the best pets ever. Get an Aloha. Is Aloha there?
Aloha, Aloha. We love us. It's me, and it's also Karen from PA together. We're both here with you.
Aloha. Hi, Karen. Hi, Aloha.
Hi. I just wanted to say hi. We had so much fun last Saturday. It was wonderful, and I just wanted to call and say hi, and I suppose I have a funny little story to tell.
Yeah, no, that's great. That was really fun, and you just helped so many people by having your true energy in front of all the listeners and for yourself. It just mesmerizes it's so obvious for all of us to feel through you and your experiences. Well, you have a story for us, do you?
I guess I do. I'm going to close my eyes and say the story.
It's a good one, Q.
All right. So is it okay to begin, or do you want to tell me when I can begin?
I want you to tell me.
All right. I guess I'm ready. Well, anyway, we had so much fun Saturday, and every day has been wonderful. And so on Monday morning, I found myself on the highway driving south. And, you know, I went into the next highway, and my driving buddy met me on the highway. And we started off in California, and by Wednesday, we were in Florida. So I'm calling from Florida. I'm so happy to be here. And the ocean is beautiful. It's nice and warm in the Atlantic down here. And so I decided that, you know, I love to swim, and the weather is great. The water is warm and not really a lot of people out there. So I swim and I'm trying to, you know, well, I'm swimming and I decide to do what Asha does. I decided to spin around counterclockwise 33 times and do a few commands. So I command, you know, for all of the light in my light pillar and all of my life force energy. and to just have a wonderful time. And I'm out in the middle of the ocean, way out, and I might be too far out. And for some reason, I don't know why I did it, but I said, okay, well, I command for a man to come out in the middle of the ocean. And I was just laughing and swimming out, and it's calm. There's no waves. So I figure, well, since there's no waves, you know, knocking me around, I could take my suit off today, because the other times when I went to, I was afraid maybe the waves might get my suit and I might lose it. So, you know, I take my suit off and I'm in the water. But I do hear the whistles blowing from the lifeguard stand, but I decide to ignore it because I was over in the next beach area, and I said, well, I'll just swim that way towards away from the lifeguard stand, and then I'll be out of their jurisdiction, and I'll just, you know, just keep swimming, and, you know, I'm just having fun in the water. And next thing I know, so I'm thinking, okay, if I command for a man, I figure that a merman is just going to rise up out of the water like Zeus and just walk on the water for me. And I'm just playing, you know, in the water. And next thing I know, I don't know if somebody said something or if I looked over, and there is a man on a surfboard right over, like, maybe about 10 feet away looking at me. And what the heck? I mean, I was way out. No one was around 3 seconds ago. And all of a sudden, it's the lifeguard. And he, you know, he says, I was just coming to check on you because I wanted to make sure you were okay. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I said, don't come too close. I don't have my suit on. That was really funny. So somehow I eventually managed to get my suit on. He said, well, I can tow you back in. And I'm like, okay. I said, I think I want to ride on the light on the surfboard. I don't want you to pull me in. I want to ride on the surfboard. So he said, okay. So I climbed on the surfboard, and he said, okay, lay down flat. So I had my feet in the water. And for some reason, he said, okay, scoot back. And I'm like, okay. And then he said, scoot back some more. I'm like, okay. And he said, they'll scoot back more. And I'm like, okay. So he was paddling. He was going to paddle. Now, I really have no idea where his head is, and I don't know what's going on behind me. But we paddled towards the shore, and everyone at the beach is watching because they think that he's rescuing somebody. And I said, well, just let me off, you know, before it gets to the sand. I don't really want to walk up on the sand, and I'll just swim back to where I came from. And well, that was my little story. It just kept me laughing all day. I laughed all day. Every time I think about it, I just laugh. And he said, what's your name? I said, Aloha. He said, where are you from? I said, the Pacific. And I told him I was a mermaid. So that's my story.
Well, that's bravo. Yeah, obviously, mer people don't hang out on land.
Right.
And you're not wearing a bathing suit, so, and you have gills.
Well,
so, of course.
Yeah.
And that's such a cool story. when you do your commands, are you that articulate or that detailed all the time? And or was that unique that you asked for help or a man to help you or come out and be with you or just any interaction? But are you always doing commands that are that detailed?
My normal commands are detailed. I command all that I am, all that we are, and all that there is. That I have more light, all the light from my light, be filled with all of my light from my light column, all of my life force energy, and to have a beautiful, wonderful day. And yes, that's how I say it. And I say it a few times like we did before, because you did it a few times and you said, see how it got cleaner. So by after a few times, it gets really clean. It just flows out perfectly. And I don't always ask, I never ask for a man. I did it this time for fun. I'm in the ocean and I'm far away from home and I'm thinking a merman is going to come up and he's going to rise out of the water like Zeus.
And okay. Now, what if you did all that happen and it was a merman who doesn't recognize themselves as a merman because, you know, they've lost some of their awareness as a human. When you do that, do you envision something happening or do you just keep it generic?
Well, I was out in the water and I guess I didn't have a bathing suit on. I have never done that in the water like that before. Plus, I spun around 33 times counterclockwise and I wasn't touching the bottom. So, you know, I'm spinning and I know how many times because the sun is rising from the east. And every time the sun, even though my eyes were closed. So, and I was really doing it. And so.
Okay. And then you're just using your water wands to spin you. Did you lose consciousness? Like, it's not really consciousness, like the word dictates. I'm saying, did you feel free, even though you weren't grounded on the land? Did you feel free from the mind when you did that?
Yes. It's the second time I did it. The first time my feet were touching the bottom last time I was in Florida. This time I'm way, way out and my feet are not touching the bottom of the sand. I'm just in the water. You know, I don't know how far down the sand was. So I'm definitely free and definitely way out far. Further than what they wanted me to be, and complete. No one was around, and it was so much fun. I felt completely free. Yes.
Okay. So, can you tell the difference if it's because of your capability, or would you be able to see that everyone could do that, or do you have any treasures of the experience that you could share with others that they could fulfill the same experience you had?
Well, number one, it was the first time I had ever done that, and I was so far out. I know everyone can do that. I had my eyes closed the whole time. My feet were not touching ground. I was completely in the water, and my eyes were closed. I knew how many times I was going around because the sun would light my eyes even though it was closed, so I knew how many times I was going around. Everyone can do that.
Good. Thank you for teaching so many. And it's really just because of the spirit's fortitude experiencing the body. And the body is, it's fair to say the body is the only thing limiting us. Is that what you just experienced?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, incredible. Incredible. So it's the Aloha Show. What else do you want to talk about, Aloha?
Well, that's all, but it was completely, and I knew I was alone the whole time because I was always looking around. And then at some point when I wasn't and the lifeguard was just sitting on his lifeboard looking at me, and then I told somebody later that day and they said, well, the reason why they came out is because from the lifeguard stand, they could see that I didn't have a bathing suit on as far away as I was. I said, you're telling me with their binoculars or their telescope, they could look that far away and see me out there. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Most mer people do. It's a really fun to hear your story and feel your energy today, because you can tell that most mer people, legacy mer people here, they're going to take a job that keeps them close to the water, whether they're aware of it or not. You know how boring it is to be a lifeguard? You know how long they sit up there and set up their little picnic table and they're waiting for someone to drown. They can't wait. So you have to be really dedicated is what I'm saying. And look how fast they can get out to where you were. They can just smoke on out there like it's nothing.
He told me he said it didn't take any time to get out here because I was all alone. I was all alone. And when he showed up, I'm like, oh my gosh, my command worked. And then when I finally got off the surfboard, I said, see you tomorrow. So then, and then the next day I went somewhere else and, that's another story, but that's another story. So continue.
Yeah. Well, it should be getting quite more obvious how timelines that are from us aren't really timelines, they're our creative force. So I can talk about positive and negative timelines, but like if someone, there's many injustices we see in our life. That's not fair. How we come up with that judgment of what's bad and good is beyond me. But you have court systems that prove that you could go and make something right. Or we can listen to Aloha. You don't want to be the enemy of Aloha, as an example, because she's just going to fill you with light. So if you were to attack Aloha, as an example, you would not be able to sleep at all, is one example. And if you wanted something positive outcome in your life, Aloha will create it. So we just exemplified how the spirit works or light works, source works, is true desire, true intentions. If we need to defend ourselves or we need to take care of ourselves, you just taught everyone how to do it.
Well, I just had to call. I just really wanted to say what happened because it was so much fun. It was so exciting. And every time I think about it, I just laugh. I laugh.
Do you see, I'll assume the people will see how effortless it is for you as well. Because your confidence is growing. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
I love you so much. Thank you for doing this.
Well, I have so much to say to you, and it's always so much fun because I know you're always there. And thank you so much for being in my life.
Thank you for being here and present. To be present is such a present. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I do have Karen is here too. She wanted to tell you how much she loves you too.
Hi, Q.
Karen, how are you? Great to hear you.
It's great to be here. I wanted just a test. I feel like sometimes I'm the queen of timelines, but when I'm going through something and then I'm having this day and all of these things are coming at me because I'm still living in this world, and then I get a phone call from Aloha, I stop everything when she calls because I know it's going to be good. And so she could take me from being like in tears dealing with all this nonsense. She called me giggling about this crazy story, and like just like that, I'm out of it. Just like that. So I feel that I'm learning if we all could just stay together and be together, then every day could be Saturday. Every day could be Q train if we just stay together, because it helps.
Yeah, just like Sunday morning. Anyway.
Easy like Sunday morning. Yep.
Easy like Sunday morning. Anyway, it is a leap of faith to give up our old habits. We have to decide what these habits are for ourselves and our relationship with, and that's the purpose of these shows, is to really collaborate and teach ourselves again as one how we're doing it. Whether you like it or not, as you just stated, your relationship with life is changing, is it not?
It most definitely is, and it's quite uncomfortable, yet I know it's necessary.
It is really uncomfortable because of the indoctrination system. And then we have great models, whether it's Aloha or Lucia Nicole Evans or any other people you run across that just realize that I want to be free from not being happy. I just always want to be happy. So why don't we just stay being happy? Why do we do things that make us unhappy? Is, you know, obviously a timeline. Why would I do things that I used to do that I can't do now? I can tell you I've met many, many professionals, lawyers, civil engineers, mechanical engineers, just totally mind employment measures, if you will, doctors, so many years. And they all had one thing in common is they got themselves sick. They were looking for another story and they would give me a call and just like we're all doing today. And they go, this just doesn't feel right. The dentists are probably my favorite one. The reason, so your relationship with yourself is going to get really, really fun now because you will not do things you don't prefer. And if you do, you'll find a timeline or get sick. But the reason I like dentists so much is I said, why are you a dentist? Well, I make $500,000 a year. I go, of course you do. And what do you do to during the day? Well, I pull out people's teeth and I give them extracts and I put fillings in. And okay. If you were truly someone who cared about the profession, why are people losing their teeth? Wouldn't a dentist be a root cause analysis? Forgive the pun. A root cause analysis of why are people losing their teeth? I don't see anybody in nature. I don't see any lions losing their teeth unless they bite into something too hard. Why are we all losing our teeth is a backwards industry. So that's my encouragement when you start looking at taking on a profession that doesn't feel right. So don't worry about the analogy of the dentist. I'm just really getting at when you do things to survive that doesn't feel right, it's going to fall apart. You don't have a choice in it. If you're going to a job, you're doing things, sure, you might be of service to other people, but you're not happy about getting up at 6 a.m. to do it or otherwise, is gonna really show up pretty soon. What do you say? You think I'm close? All right, I think I'm still on the air. Sorry, you guys, we lost our call there. I love you, Aloha. Love you, Karen. Let's move on. Kathy from Florida. Now, there's no coincidence why they got dropped. Kathy from Florida on line three. Iron Dome and Gold and Our Spirit. Kathy from Florida on line three. Are you there?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, too.
You gave us some energy today. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Now, what is the meaning of this question you have? Tell us the question. This looks fun.
Okay. The Iron Dome, which there was an article and also a video on it through Pew Stormwriter and for the people.space. Uh-huh. Two excellent sources. The Iron Dome, does that have anything to do? Well, there's many capabilities that was shared that it's going to do for this earth. But is that in connection at all with the AI system and the MH370? For one, that's one of my questions.
Okay, say the last part again. Did you say AI or ANI?
No, AI. Does that have anything to do with the special AI that Trump and Q Stormwriter and For the People that Space speak on? The Iron Dome, is that part of that? And is it connected in the same kind of technology of the MH370?
Yes. Okay. So they are all related. Thank you for that question. It's very advanced. You've done your homework. Do you see why we have to play politics a little bit longer? Because your neighbor has no idea what's going on, do they?
No, not at all.
And so your patients, all of our patients listening, that this story here is a lot bigger than what you were told. And I thank you all, and I give you all my love for how patient you've had to be, understanding that something's not quite right here. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. Now, you can actually have a little fun with this. So it's my great encouragement. Let's have fun. So the flat earth people are actually accurate because the planet's so big. And so they know latitude and longitude's a lie. That is part of keeping you in a pocket here on this earth, because the manipulators of your latitude and longitude have made a circle that you can't get out of. And that's why you had space shuttles. That's why you're seeing a new spaceship, because they're doing a good job keeping us in here. Now, the recycle system is not doing well at all. Days are numbered. But you'll notice today, if you watch, if I could encourage you all to map the, wherever you have clear skies, map the, not by computer, physically, map where the moon is day in and day out, and ask yourself, why is it changing orientation? Is what you're more or less, the systems that you're explaining are attached to the moon. So they made, one of the systems they have is to destroy Australia. So if you're in Tasmania, you can get sunburned in 15 minutes. So they've used a magnifying glass system, if you will. Well, the moon in North America or Europe is channeling, so to speak, use maybe a better word, it's channeling the transmissions the way you all are living there, et cetera, et cetera. So the goal in Australia is to not have anybody live there. Working pretty well, by the way. And then the goal, what you're calling Iron Dome, would be to harvest energetics direction. The AI is one of the tools of it. So it gets a little complex. And the gold that's in your body is part of the transmission tool. So we can do this for a very long time, as you can see. Do you want to add another question? Because this is really fun for me.
That was my other question. The gold in our body, or is it actually our spirit is where it resides? Is it in the spirit or is it in the DNA? Because we are Q drops in the past. Talk about that. What's in your DNA?
We did our best. It's our intellect is competing with our natural conscious intellect, is maybe a better way to look at it. So our knowledge is unlimited through our heart. Well, the mind only works on memory and epigenetics. So when you look at that statement, it's really fascinating that we would always have gold in our life. Mermaid cannot live without gold, to an incredible detriment to everyone in her life. Now, I'm joking because she knows that is a transmitter of your spirit. It's very good conductor and transmitter, as used in every space program ever. What we're able to do with it is endless, though. So you can't limit it to a thing that is amplifying your capabilities. You're growing gold all the time here. And the transmissions from your planet to you through your light, by the way, the planet is a light being, and a conduit would be the planet you're on. So it's not an asset. That's why you're being tricked into believing it's valuable. Well, it's far more valuable than any metrics, because it's a conduit for your annealment to your planet, which makes you live tremendously long time, but we're not being taught it. Mm-hmm. and very few people have it. And so, but keep going if you have another one.
Well, no, that was really all I had on that subject. But I
do
want to mention
that Tutankhamun would be covered in gold, and everyone would have gold. Why would the Mayans all have gold? Why would there be all these, what you're calling precious metals, are just really catalysts for our survival in many cases, because the light has generated a place. It's kind of, you can actually say we put the gold here so that we could live here. You could almost say we transplanted it to survive, to sustain life. And then your planets, the way planets are grown is an endless story. But this is the outcome of how we grow planets, is this particular byproduct of your planet. Certainly crystals are there, and crystals are the initiators of a planet. But ultimately, it comes from source, comes from you. And so you gave yourself some tools here, so when you get here, you would be able to survive. And have means of exchange for survival, not for the cost of things, for survival. I hope that helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It does. And I do have just a little story here. And I think this has to do with the timeline, really, if you have just an extra minute, if that's okay.
Waiting.
Are you there? Okay, I'm sorry.
I am here, waiting.
I was out in the yard the other day. There were sirens going on and a helicopter over me, staying right around over my house area, obviously looking for something, some kind of a thing happening around here. So all of a sudden, I started to look around in the sky, and there were flatliner clouds. So right away, what came to my heart in this is I'm like, okay, there's some kind of a bad thing going on around here that's involving the police, ambulance, and all that. But I see these clouds. Mm-hmm. So I started doing commands on removing any of the, if there's any alien ships that are cloaked, to remove them that have intent to harm the planet. And right after I did that, the clouds were gone. Now, I guess my question is in this, is they were setting up a timeline to bring some kind of bad things coming in, where maybe programming somebody's mind, and that's how these things kind of occur sometimes? Or am I way out on that?
No, you're real warm there. Okay, so we're chasing these guys around. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. We're chasing these guys around. They can cloak. They can jump. They can jump 1,000 miles in 1 second. So if you don't have the equipment, you obviously, when they jump 1,000 miles in 1 second, hard to capture them. Their agenda is usually to harvest energetic.
Okay. So that pretty much lines up with it. Oh, I'm losing you. Hugh?
You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yes. So a lot of these guys can strip, you know, energetics from power poles and so forth, and people, it doesn't really matter. But ultimately, they're doing their best to stay in the dimensional reality that you are. You're the one creating their reality. They can't do what we're doing. So they're just doing their best to keep up with it. So the purpose of most of these vessels that you're unaware of that we're in war with, or I'm saying the population, not necessarily you, they can install mind control, mood control in you so that they can make more energetics. So I can make you happy. I can make you sad. I can make you angry in a population. So you'll participate in that mood. Well, they can harvest those energetics. And then they can also utilize that as an opportunity to then get into a human body with those energetics. So you don't get unhappy when you're not here. Your body does when it's here. So many of the children, as I've told you, would say to me that I work with, they say, I'm not unhappy, but my body is. That's the alien agenda, to keep you uneasy, off kilter. But they're working on a larger population. And so the population in their eyes does not exist in a region. It exists because you created it. You created you right now. Nothing's behind you right now. Well, the aliens know that. They know that you're the one creating the space behind you. There's nothing behind you right now, because source, as you call it, God, not you, but other people, when you turn around, that's how fast you are creating this. Well, they know that you don't know that as a population. So in a way for them to participate and stay at this level, this is the highest level they can ever get to, is with you. And that's more very long-winded, forgive me, but that's pretty much what most of the ships are about that are attacking us, that don't look like they're attacking us and have no identity, and you have no one to point the finger at except Chuck Schumer. Yeah. Sorry, I had to take a pot shot. So when you see an alien finally makes it as a human and finally makes it to participate with you, they really enjoy the metrics they've made, which is politics. They've made hierarchical systems. So you'll invest in their identity actually exists. How do we know that Aloha exists? She showed up. She calls in, etc. Karen in Aloha showed up.
Yeah.
Well, did they exist? Did they exist an hour ago in your reality? They did not, did they?
No.
No one exists until we create it. And that's why I'm heavy-handed about living in the past. Let's just live in our activation for our excitement as a human. We're just really excited to do this and that. Please keep going if you have another question. You did very well to – you already knew these answers, and I'm really proud to get to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Q. I don't have any other questions. I'm just going to leave the rest of the time for someone else.
Thank you so much. Keep calling in. You're helping so many people. My love to you. My great love to you. All right, BBS. I think I'm going in sequence here. Shelley from Canada on line 4 would like you to comment on the orbs making contact recently. Also has an experience to share. Shelley from Canada, I think we have some time for you. Please, so glad you called in.
Good day to you.
Great day to you. My great love to you. How do you want to play today? What are you working on? Those are big statements. Can't wait to hear about this.
Well, my experience that I had was a week ago. I was lying in bed and I was listening to a singing bowl meditation, and I had this tingling feeling come through me, but I felt like it was two spirits coming in, and I had this calmness come over me. I'm just nervous talking about this. It's sorry. And then I saw this purple orb, and it came closer and it was moving, and then it would get bigger and bigger, and then it would go back and get smaller. And then I seen these frequency bands on each side of me. And then I just felt like there was a release, like these spirits releasing out of my body. And I kind of sat up with my eyes still closed, and I was moving around. I had no pain in my body. I'm just wondering if you could expand on this for me.
All right. And so when did you invite them back?
I didn't.
All right. So does that sound normal to you?
Ooh. No.
Yeah. So that's why I'm very, very careful on this topic. Because most, you're not going to know what's in an orb. They're too just endless diversity on how you get into our dimensional reality with us. There's many different ways to do it. So I'm not going to tell you, but does that feel like somebody might have taken over you a little bit?
Yeah.
It's a classic abduction. So you can actually relate it to when you're sleeping and you have a blissful sleep. That's a good way to, but the camouflage is the pleasure in many cases. You'll get, after this call, you're going to get memories back. And the reason you're going to get the memories back is because you're starting to realize the truth from your heart center and not from the words I'm telling you. So does it feel like an orb abducted you?
At that moment?
You'll decide, not me or anybody else. But if someone is controlling you, then it's not you, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So you get to choose how you want to be and how you want to feel. And it's tricky. Don't think that I have this nailed down either. Very tricky to see your light in your body and sustain it while participating with all these other events. Tell people a little bit more about the orb. Explain to them. So there's a lot of people that don't even know what an orb is yet.
Well, it was purple, and it just, I don't even know how to explain it in words.
Okay, now let's make it a little simpler for everyone. If there was a dog down the road and didn't leave you alone, would that dog be good or bad?
Bad.
We don't know. So take the entitlement and the excitement of seeing an orb. Okay, you can have fun with that. But it's still something outside yourself manipulating, controlling your peace. Like it or not. Okay. I don't care how powerful that beautiful orb was, or if you have a relationship with something outside yourself, you have a relationship. I don't care if it's food, air, water, an orb, or a lion. It's still outside yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not for me to lecture you, but I've seen a lot of people abducted by orbs. This is what I'm doing my best to explain. What is your other question? You're helping a lot of people today, by the way. Thank you.
I don't have another question. I do see a lot of things in visions, though, like when I meditate. And when I mean meditate, that means no videos, no listening to nothing. It's just going silent. So that's why I was thinking that maybe it was real, but it's not.
Yeah. And so one of the ways we can get in trouble is meditation. Yet meditation is also a great tool to shut down everything and just observe the universe or whatever, however you do it. I'm encouraging everybody to work within themselves, not outside themselves. So when we go traveling from without ourselves, in most cases, it's going to get you a lot of attention. I am so outspoken because I deal to and from the external and intrinsic dimensions all the time. It's my goal to be of great help to you. You're getting really good at meditating. It's going to create a lot of attention on you. Is it fair to say once you learn to meditate, things started changing in your life, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's changed?
Well, good things and bad things.
Go ahead. Let's hear about it. You're very powerful. You'll be of a lot of help.
Just positive. Like, I'm just a very happy person. So I just focus on happiness. So that could be one thing. But a negative would be, I'm not going to go into the past, but it has to do with a post. And after that post, I got attacked. Like, I got literally pushed down the stairs. I got mice surrounded my area. I've got a falcon coming and eating my birds. So there's a lot of good and bad. I see them. I feel them.
Yeah, and you can actually make a model for it too. So I'm not encouraging everyone to get reckless meditating, but you can prove it on yourself. Definitely in your sleep time, being abducted by what you're calling nightmares is an abduction. So if we would get used to the muscle memory, how are we inviting these individuals in is what I encourage. And you actually taught us that today is the way in which you do go out of your body is so attractive to these bad guys. You're bringing them back with you. Mm-hmm. And it's not to be an absolute, but you just proved it and told us and taught us right there.
Yeah.
And it takes practice because I'm doing my best to explain. We only have about 10% to 20% of our capability at any given hour of a day. It's just a few times a month we get all of our abilities back and we're really strong. Thank you for the call. You're so amazing. Thank you for being so brave to teach so many. And thank you for the call. Thank you, everyone, for being so patient with the line being dropped today and so much else. And I love you very much and encourage you to listen to us in this next hour with, let's make sure I get this right. The Awakening Wave Show is next. And I think I get to be there. Oh, Robin Lee. Yes, Robin Lee's Awakening Wave Show. Thanks, PBS. Thanks, everyone, PRQ team, for the people.space. I'll be back as well for the PRQ show at the end of the day. Cheers.